This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. Good morning. In for Elizabeth Harrison, I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Some storm-related news for air travelers this morning. Flights from both Providence's TF Green and Boston's Logan airports are leaving on time so far, but those flights going to or connecting through Baltimore and Charlotte are experiencing delays at those airports. The Federal Aviation Administration reports that flights are sitting at gates for up to 30 minutes at the Baltimore airport, and flights into Charlotte are being allowed to touch down at a slowed-down pace due to the high winds there. Here is something to look forward to in the new year if you're a minimum wage worker in Rhode Island. The Providence Journal reports that under a new law to take effect on January 1st, the minimum wage for workers in the Ocean State will go to $7.75 an hour. That's up from the current $7.40 an hour. The increase is the first in 5 years. It was approved by the General Assembly and signed by Governor Lincoln Chafee in June. State labor numbers indicate that about 10,000 people make the minimum wage in Rhode Island. Since the last increase 5 years ago, Massachusetts has increased its hourly minimum wage to $8, and Connecticut has gone to $8.25. Compounding pharmacies like the one in Massachusetts responsible for an outbreak of fungal meningitis continue to draw public scrutiny. In Rhode Island, the South Kingstown-based compounding pharmacy has recently reopened after health department inspectors shut it down for regulatory violations. University of Rhode Island College of Pharmacy Dean Ronald Jordan says he worries that too much regulation could ultimately harm patients who depend on the compounding pharmacies for specialty medicines. But he says Rhode Island could step up its oversight by funding more inspectors.
There's essentially one person there. When I graduated from school here in 1976, I think there were 5 or 6 inspectors in that department for pharmacy. So, you know, the economic situation in the country and the world and the state are certainly impacting the state's ability to do the oversight and control that it should do.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration continues public hearings about compounding pharmacies and is considering stepping up federal regulation. This morning, we continue our countdown of the top 10 news stories of 2012. At the number 9 slot, Brown University names a new president. Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick has more.
Brown University welcomed a new commander-in-chief after the 11-year tenure of the popular Ruth Simmons. The school's choice, Christina Hull Paxson, is an economist who most recently led the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs at Princeton. Paxson comes to Brown as the school looks to maintain need-blind admissions and find a home for a new school of engineering. Brown employees describe Paxson, or Chris as they call her, as friendly but decisive. She's the second female president in the university's history. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
In sports, the Celtics beat the Nets on the road yesterday, 93-76.